It is easy to change a thought and think a new one. It is easy to change a thought and think a new one. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. It's easy to change a thought and think a new one. We're doing it all the time. We are rattling our cage all the time. We're putting new thoughts in our thinking system all the time. We think one thought, oh, I'm hungry. Then we eat some food and we're full. And we think another thought and we say, I'm full. I'm content. I'm satisfied. All in my world is beautiful and good and fantastic and glorious. And I am the happiest guy that could ever be. Oh, it's easy to change a thought and think a new one. The thing that we're doing is we're concentrating on any given thought. And as we concentrate on any given thought, we give that thought power. We give that thought our attention. We give that thought what we are thinking about. So, I'm thinking about driving my car, and I'm driving my car. I'm not thinking about driving my car. I want to look at the scenery, and all of a sudden, I'm starting to drive off the road because I'm not concentrating on what I'm doing. You say, well, I can look off the road and see something and still concentrate on the road, and I can still have my peripheral vision on the road. No, you can't. You say you can, but you can't. Because you can only look at one thing at a time. You can only concentrate on one thing at a time. When you look away from the road while you're driving, your tendency is to drive the direction that you're looking. The tendency is to drive or turn the car ever so slightly to the direction you're going. And when you bring your attention back, whoops, you're pulling toward the edge of the road and you realize that's not what you want to do. It's easy to change a thought and think a new one. We are doing it all the time. Now, we want to do it consciously. We want to consciously change our thought. Consciously put a new thought in motion. Consciously think a new thought, a new direction, a new attitude. Yep. And so we're thinking a thought that we don't like a person. We hate the person. We're thinking that they're so terrible and they're so unhappy and they're so disgusting. We don't want them in our world. Well, that is just building up within us hate in ourselves. It's not hating the other person. It's not doing anything to the other person. It's just messing up our own attitude, our own thinking, our own way of living. It's a silly thing to do, but we do it. Now, what do we do about that? Well, we start loving ourself. Now, when you start loving yourself and you say, I love myself, you say, I love me, I like me, I like me, I love me, what are you doing? You cannot hate and love at the same time. So, if you have unhappy attitude about another person, you start liking yourself. Don't worry about the other person. That'll take care of itself. But just start liking yourself. Start saying, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me, I love me, I love me, I love me. And all of your attitudes about the other person will no longer be there because you're not thinking about two things at once. You can think I'm not liking it, and you can think I'm liking it. You can think I'm not liking it, and you think I'm liking yourself. But spend the time on liking yourself. Spend the time on saying how happy you are with yourself and how pleased you are that you are the kind of person you are. And it's okay. You're doing it with yourself. You're not putting yourself up superior to somebody else, or you're not putting yourself up as an attitude about anything. You're just being yourself, and you're being very happy about it. Now, it's easy to change a thought and think a new one. So, how do we go about it? We're thinking that we are poor. We don't have a lot of money. And, of course, one person's attitude of poorness and another person's attitude of poorness are different things. You look at a person in the third world country who doesn't have shoes and who doesn't have a house and who has dirt floors and no windows, there is no planes of glass in the window, no protection from the elements. And we think, gee, they're dirt poor. And really, they're not as poor as you are when you think you don't have that new car you want, when you don't think you have that new clothing you'd like to have, when you don't think you don't have the best food that there is in the restaurant. Yes, these are all attitudes of poorness. Now, what's your level of poorness? What's your level of attitude about yourself? Is your level of attitude about yourself that you're going to say, I like me? Is your level of attitude about yourself saying, I live in a wonderful world and I am a peaceful fellow and I think that everything is going along just fine? If it is, you're coming along good. You can say that. Put that right thought in motion about yourself. Put that right thought in motion about yourself and know that right thought about yourself and live it and enjoy it. It's your choice. It's your choice to live it and enjoy it. Now, do you want to do that? You can. You can do that. And as you do that, what are you doing? As you do that, you are living yourself a life of happiness and contentment and peace and joy and magic in every possible way. But it's just a matter of where your thoughts are. It's just a matter of what's going on in your world. It's just a matter of who you believe that you are. It's easy to change a thought and think a new one. You have a thought of confusion. You look at something and you see it's not the way you want it to be. It's not happy at all. It's all confused. You look at your garden and you say it's all confused. There's weeds and plants and flowers in the garden. And there's dirt and there's fertilizer and there's lack of nitrogen or there's this or that. That's confusion. So you think of your garden and you say, okay, I'm going to think of my garden, and my garden is a wonderful garden. My garden is a beautiful garden. My garden is filled with lovely flowers. My garden is beautifully taken care of. My garden is balanced and happy. My garden has beautiful flowers in it. My garden has beautiful flowers in it. When we can concentrate on having beautiful flowers in our garden, you can be sure we'll have beautiful flowers in our garden. We will do everything necessary to have beautiful flowers. And the confusion of flowers and weeds will change. And we'll have only flowers. We'll have only that which we put our thought on. We'll have only that which we are thinking on. You say, well, that doesn't work that way. Oh, yes, it does. Oh, yes, it does. You can go out in your garden and you can say, you're a garden, you're a beautiful garden, and you have lovely flowers. And everything is glowing and everything is wonderful. And day after day after day, and you pull out the weeds. Or the weeds don't grow. You upend the soil. You till the soil so the soil is loose around the plants and so that the plants are growing beautifully with the lovely soil. And the confusion goes away. And the new thought, the new attitude, the new realization of who and what you are and what's important for you, that's what takes place. And that's all that really matters. That's all that really matters in one little bit at all. Out of disorder is order. When you have that disorder, it seems like it's going to be the controlling factor of your life. And it is, because when you have disorderly thoughts, your whole life is out of balance, out of harmony, out of organization. It is just not right. And when you have unhappy thoughts, your life is just one terrible, miserable situation. You just look at everything and you see it unhappy. You look at everything and you see not in balance. You look at everything and you see that everything is going just cuckoo and you are not happy or pleased about that at all. And so you say, hey, I don't want to give unhappy thoughts my attention. I don't want to give unhappy thoughts my attention. I want to give only happy thoughts my attention. I want to give only loving thoughts my attention. I want to give only peaceful thoughts my attention. I don't want to give unhappy thoughts my attention. Unhappy thoughts do not deserve my attention. Stop it, stop it, stop it. I like me, I like me, I like me. All thoughts not like I like me disappear. And only I like me thoughts appear. So I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. It's easy to change a thought and think a new one. I think a new thought constantly. I'm thinking new thoughts even when I'm thinking thoughts that are not in the direction I want to go. But when I think of thoughts in the direction that I want to go, oh my, What a joyous, happy, fulfilling life I have. It's easy to change a thought and think a new one. It's easy to change from an unhappy thought to a happy thought, to an I like me thought, to a thought that says, all in my world is good and very good. All in my world is good and marvelous. All in my world is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. And I love me, and I love my world, and I love everything that's in it. When I say something like that about me, I am living in the most magnificent, beautiful, fantastic manner that I could ever think of being. It's easy to change a thought and think a new one. Really, it is. It's just a matter of where is our concentration? Where is our direction? Where is our life? My thought right now is that I'm surrounded by beautiful people. I live in a world of glorious people, and you are one of them. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your attention. Thank you for being in my world as a beautiful thought. I love you. I love you. I love you.